Hi, this is Love the Heavens Talk Back about Teen Wolf. I know I'm two-ish episodes late with this talk back, but I wanted to finally say something, and now I have a lot to say, apparently. Okay, so I confess, I love Teen Wolf. It doesn't mean I'm not critical of it, but I get attached to particular shows and particular characters and ships and canon shifts. I hope for the best, and I can express disappointment in certain aspects of the show, but it's because I still think highly enough of it. I still can get disappointed. I started watching Teen Wolf because of my involvement in the vidding community. I had multiple vidder friends who were posting hilarious fan videos about the humor in the show, and shippy fan videos about the romances, etc. And I was curious if a friend of mine who had other OTPs in common with me from other shows was passionate about Scott and Allison 3 years prior, maybe I'd be passionate about Scott and Allison too if I started watching now, just 3 years late. Friends of mine warned me that it is slow at first and that it takes time to get into it. That season two is better, maybe, depending on your perspective. I told them when I started watching, yeah, I was finding the pilot a little slow, and the main reason I was sticking with it was Styles and how likable he was, and also because they told me it would get better. But even by episode four-ish, the way Jackson was lurking, trying to discover the truth about werewolves, was compelling to me, and I began to genuinely love the show in the sense that I was binge-watching. It was still on Netflix at that time, seasons one and two were, and I needed to see what happened next as soon as I possibly could do that. I was falling for the entire show. I downloaded the season three eps that had aired already and made my first fan video as soon as I could. I loved how easily viddable this show is, how much the plots fit the narratives and the lyrics of many songs, and I loved a lot of aspects of it. As the show progressed, I was not a big fan of how characters who left, other than Jackson and Allison, got no real acknowledgement of their departure and how it didn't always make sense. I'm not sure what to make of the horror genre the show has now fallen into and how different it is now than it was at the beginning. I've never been a big fan of horror, but I'm still enjoying Teen Wolf. I'm enjoying that they've forced me, basically, to give horror a chance because I'm stuck watching it. I'm still hooked. I am not even close to stopping watching the series. I love it. I am attached to most of the characters now and fall fairly easily for the new ones. I am also attached to the fandom, which helps. I love how my sexual orientation, asexual, is acknowledged and fixed, and I love being able to appreciate the fan videos my vidder friends still make. I've recorded two Teen Wolf podfics, both very fun experiences. My first podfic ever was a Teen Wolf podfic. I recorded a beautiful fic that I would never be able to find in some of my other, smaller fandoms. It dealt with many issues close to my heart. Queer characters, found families, adoption, child abuse, etc. I love that Teen Wolf has so many fics to choose from, and is actually popular in the podfic world too, meaning some people would even listen to the podfic once I made it. And it's also popular in the vidding world. I love that all three of my fandom loves can agree on Teen Wolf being a fandom worthy of attention. I'm not a Steric fan, and it's taken me a while to warm up to Derek as a character at all, and at times I feel like I disagree with the fandom on a lot of things, not just Steric. I don't mind being on the non-Steric side of the fandom. I think I relate to whoever said in episode 12 that the more people say that they hate a show or a ship, the more likely I might be to go the opposite way. I feel like people can be a little too critical of some of my favorite shows. I'm a huge fan of many shows that, sure, have some flaws, but I don't think the acting is bad. I sometimes think the writing is getting too convoluted. But overall, I still really appreciate a ton of what this show has to offer, especially the way the parent characters have been written. So, okay, I guess I just wanted to express my point of view. And now I have. Thanks for hearing me out, and thanks for all that you do. I look forward to more specific fandom episodes you might do, even if they will likely be for fandoms I don't know.